Irma, as everyone knew, kept changing her ways. And when she decided to go up Central Florida, that put Daytona in what's called the worst part of the storm in the northeast section. So that meant, yes, we were getting hurricane gusts, but we were getting constant tropical storm gusts for the longest period of time. So Daytona's a mess right now. The marina, we lost our fishing pier. The entire island flooded underwater. Downtown, which is right where I'm outside of, flooded 4 feet of water into all the businesses down there.
How are people handling the aftermath right now? I mean, I imagine there's just a lot of shock at the moment.
Yes, because according to you know, the predictions, we really weren't expecting to get hit like we did. And because we were in it the longest, it was almost 24 hours before we got out of it.
What are people doing now without, I imagine power is still out and will be for a while. You know, are people starting to clean up? Are they starting to think about, you know, what to do next?
Yeah. In the marina, we're cleaning up pretty well. You know, everyone's checking on their boats. You know, now it's now get on with life and hope for the power to come back on. And tonight I'm heading into work and we will actually be opening. Businesses are starting to open, even if they're using just generators.
So in Daytona, you've got stores are starting to open up again. You said businesses are trying to get back into business, even if they're under generator power. Do they have supplies? Are they able to run?
They're running with what they got at this point. We do know that a lot of the, like I'm in the food industry, a lot of the food distributors are now starting to bring in supplies for businesses that lost. Because, you know, without the power, the perishables have got to go.
Yeah.
And that's when I was talking to my boss yesterday, and she said our first delivery is today.
Is there a sense when Daytona can kind of get back up on its feet and welcome tourists again? And you know, is there an idea that we're going to turn this around quickly?
Yes. Everyone's already working towards it to get reopened and ready to go.
And you haven't sustained much damage to your boat. You'll be able to sail out when you're ready?
Yep. The only thing I lost was Bella's bandana when we were evacuating the boat. It blew off her head and it was gone.
How'd your dog Bella do through all this?
Amazingly, she was incredibly calm. She's a trooper. When we got up in the facilities, I brought a couple of her toys and some of her chew bones, and she just walked around with her toys, entertaining everybody. I think she was the one that kept most of us calm. There was only a few gusts that hit the building that made her get a little nervous and jump up and come up next to me and just look at me like, what's going on? If you haven't experienced the howling, it's just incredibly, that will drive you crazy. The howling sounds were just unbelievable. I could not wait for those to end.
And is it a constant drone, or is it kind of something goes
drone.
Up and down?
Like you're in a real bad horror flick howling, and it just doesn't stop. And almost 24 hours of that, and you were just like, my God, please stop.
What's your plan moving forward, David?
Get my life back going and writing this experience down. With the whole experience of me bringing the boat all the way down the coast also.
Thanks so much, David, for letting us in on what you've seen and what you've experienced. And we really appreciate you, you know, talking about this and giving us updates over the past several days. And we wish you well.
No problem.